Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we definitely have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the latest that we're seeing on the COVID front, on the Afghanistan front, on the mandate front. But interestingly, the CDC has asked that unvaccinated people don't travel on Labor Day. And some people are getting a little bit antsy that, again, if they're unvaccinated, they keep, you know, being told not to do things. They're being told they're unable to do things. But now 80 million Americans have been asked to not travel this Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about children and Medicaid and some sort of things that they aren't able to access that they should be able to access through their parents in terms of a lot of the programs that are available. So we're going to be talking about that. But I have to just open today talking about National Book Donation Week. This is exciting. You guys have to let me clue you in. Let me fill you in on what is going on. National Book Donation Week is huge because it is your chance and my chance to help save lives. You know, we sit here and we see what our phenomenal soldiers, you know, have done. We see what our, you know, healthcare workers do. We see what our law enforcement do and our firefighters are doing, you know, with the wildfires and what the rescuers are doing in Louisiana and Mississippi. And, you know, we want to help. Well, National Blood Donation Week gives you a chance to do that, and it doesn't cost you a cent. So National Blood Donation Week is something we created a few years back when local blood banks needed blood, and they need blood for our hospitals and our medical centers. Whether it's car accidents, whether it's cancer, you know, we always need blood product. In fact, every 2 seconds, somebody needs a pint of blood. So since I've started talking, that's already been about 30 people who have needed pints of blood. Sadly, we don't have that many people donate at that speed. And so about 2015, I asked Governor Sandoval of Nevada if he could help proclaim like a Nevada Blood Donation Day and we could get blood drives going then throughout the whole state. And their office was like, if you could write a proclamation, we'll sign it. So we created Nevada Blood Donation Day. And then from there, we decided, well, why don't, you know, I ask all the states to see if they could do this. And I think we're already up to 40 states and more where governors are proclaiming blood donation days or blood donation weeks or blood donation weeks, even blood donation months. So September is National Preparedness Month. So what better way than to prepare our hospitals and our blood banks and our blood set and our medical centers with blood? So with National Blood Donation Week, we have governors from, you know, Arizona, Alabama. Let me just, I mean, look at this. This is bipartisan. This is Democratic and Republican governors uniting. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and more are coming in. These governors are uniting. It's not about partisan politics. It is about protecting our country, saving our country, America first. It is fantastic. And also, during National Blood Donation Week, it allows us to honor our blood banks, Vitalant, formerly known as United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, Community Blood Centers, Versity, LifeShare, LifeSouth, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Rhode Island Blood Center, Blood Bank of Alaska. These blood banks and more bust their butts year long for you and I. So yesterday I donated blood. Yay! I try to donate blood at least 3-4 times a year. Vitalant says you could donate up to 3 times a year. But these statistics are just startling. Apparently, the majority of the population can donate blood. I'm still working on trying to remove that FDA ban on men who have sex with men. I think, you know, the blood is screened for everything. The blood is screened for HIV and Chagas and, you know, babesiosis and all sorts of infectious disease that heterosexuals carry. You know, so I think I really think the ban on men who have sex with men is really archaic. It's discriminatory. So we're working on that. But the majority of the population is eligible to donate blood, and less than 3% of the population does. And here's the thing. Let's say you don't feel comfortable donating blood. Let's say, look, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, getting my crazy juice. Because I give people my crazy juice, and every now and then you'll see somebody run around naked, you know, on the Las Vegas Strip. They probably got my blood. Don't ask. But fine. If you can't donate blood, that's fine. But host a drive. It doesn't cost you any money. Hosting a drive is we're at your work or at the school or church or local grocery store. You host the drive where you sign people up, 10, 12, 20 people, to donate blood that day. Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, they handle it all. They bring the blood mobile, they bring the setup, they bring the cookies, they bring the juice, and you just saved a whole bunch of lives. It's really not that hard. So some of the statistics here I want to just show you guys really, really quickly. It takes me a while to pull up because my computer is slow. It needs blood. 36,000 units of red blood cells are needed in the U.S. every day. This is according to American Red Cross. 7,000 platelets, 10,000 units of plasma, 21 million blood components are transfused into people every year in the U.S. This is a heck of a lot of blood. And then sickle cell disease affects 90 to 100,000 patients. We need blood. We need blood for all of these. Cancer, car accidents. I mean, that's what this is about. And so, you know, when you donate blood, it doesn't take more than an hour. My blood it left within 15 minutes. My blood was like, get me the hell away from her. So National Blood Donation Week is really easy. It's painless. It's life-saving. And even if you can't donate blood, spread the word that it's National Blood Donation Week. Hashtag National Blood Donation Week. And then we'll talk more about National Blood Donation Day. But thank you to all the governors and all the blood banks. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. But big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So most of the kids are back at school. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And boy, was that a concerted effort by our teachers, by our public officials, our doctors, and our parents. So hallelujah, kids are back in school. The thing is there's a lot of things we now, you know, have to kind of worry about in terms of kids and their health, exposure to COVID, exposure to colds, exposure to flu, but also the benefits that kids have. Many of them are underutilized, and I'm really excited about my next guest. Joining us next is the director of the Office of Minority Health Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to talk to us about children and them staying healthy as well as them having health insurance and access to CHIP. Dr. LaShawn McIver, thank you so much for joining us. So glad you're with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, if a student is healthy, that's going to help them with academic success. But, you know, talk to us about what you do.
So I serve as the director for the Office of Minority Health at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and I focus on the needs of minority and underserved populations. So we're talking about racial and ethnic minority populations, people with disabilities, people with limited English proficiency, the LGBTQ plus community, people in rural populations, and other underserved communities. So every day, really focusing on the needs of those populations for our agency.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so we have CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, they offer free or low-cost health insurance for children and teens. Families can apply, and families and individuals can apply online by phone. They can apply online, by phone, by mail, or in person. And most importantly, enrollment is open year-round, but we do take advantage of this back-to-school season to remind parents that there are options if their children are uninsured, and it covers many important benefits such as emergency doctor and hospital visits, prescriptions and immunizations. It also covers dental visits, mental and behavioral health services, and eye exams, as you know, those are some of the examples. So really a critical resource that children should take advantage of through this program.
I love it because, you know, you concentrate a lot on preventative health. You know, when I was poor growing up, you know, we only went to the doctor when we were sick. And, you know, my parents made sure we got our vaccinations, but it's more than that. It's, you know, getting your dental care. It's getting your, you know, making sure a doctor is checking in on your, you know, mental health being. Are you being bullied? Are you, you know, being assaulted? There's so many things that kids need to discuss with medical providers that they only really only see them, you know, when they have an ear infection. And so I love the fact that this opens access to a lot more preventative type medicine.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing is a lot of families were not able to take their kids to do some of these preventive visits during the pandemic. Mm. So we have children that are behind on some of the immunizations, and going back to school presents the risk for exposure to diseases that are prevented through vaccines.
So true. We're talking to Dr. LaShawn McKeever, Director of the Office of Minority Health Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So how do people qualify? What sort of income level do they need to fall under?
So eligibility is dependent on household size, and the income level itself varies by state. So in most states, children up to the age of 19 with family income of up to $50,000 per year, and that's for a family of four, they may qualify for Medicaid or CHIP, but in many states, family income can be higher and children can still qualify. Also for young people up to 21, they may be eligible for Medicaid. So, you know, I would encourage families to go to insurekidsnow.gov. And click on the Find Coverage for Your Family button so that you can start that application process. Or you can call 877-KIDS-NOW to get assistance. And, if you are eligible and accepted into the program, the coverage is immediate. So that's also a critical point.
Oh, yeah, you guys are on it. You got. I'm such a fan. I mean, it's amazing when I have a family, they come into town, and I'm like, you got to get this set up, you know, and it's not like something you want to wait 3-4 months. I think many people are kind of concerned that if they do get government assistance, they won't qualify. That doesn't add to their eligibility income, correct? Like the child tax credit, like any sort of unemployment, that won't affect that, will it?
Well, so you make a good point about the child tax credit, because we do get questions about that. If you are currently receiving the child tax credit, it will not impact your ability to qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And so for many, starting on July 15th, most families became eligible to receive this monthly child tax payment, and that was up to $250 per child age 6 to 17. And $300 per child under the age of 6. So if you're receiving that that tax credit payment, it will not impact your ability to qualify for Medicaid and CHIP.
You know, it was interesting. You know, I took care of a lot of, because I speak Spanish, I took care of a lot of Latinx, Latinos, Latinas that come into my office, and some of them were concerned about asking and getting coverage because they were worried that, you know, they were still under the process and going through the process of immigration. It won't affect somebody's immigration status, correct?
Correct, and that's a great question. So the Department of Homeland Security will not consider applying for or receiving Medicaid or CHIP when making what's called a public charge determination. So having Medicaid or CHIP won't affect someone's chances of becoming a lawful permanent resident or U.S. citizen. Now, there is an exception for Medicaid for long-term institutionalization, such as nursing home care, but generally having Medicaid or CHIP won't affect someone's chances of becoming a lawful permanent resident or U.S. citizen. So that was a great question.
Because, I mean, health is important. We want to make sure that, you know, we're especially, you know, keeping our kids healthy. Flu season is going to be upon us. I know we didn't have much of a flu season last year, but we still encourage flu vaccines. And flu vaccination and prevention is also a part of this.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that's covered under CHIP include prescription drugs and immunizations. So vaccines are the best way to protect yourself and your children from serious diseases like measles. And in fact, vaccines are among the most successful and cost-effective public health tool that we have available for preventing certain diseases. You know, another question that we get relates to how does this impact children getting a COVID-19 vaccine during this time of getting their vaccinations. It's important that children are up to date for all of their recommended vaccines, including the flu vaccine, and all of these recommended vaccines are safe. The CDC has said that the COVID-19 vaccine can be administered with other vaccines. So if parents still, you know, if there's still children that are uninsured and are eligible to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccines, they have to be age 12 or above to receive that vaccine. They can, you know, get their vaccine during this time.
Yeah. Dr. McKeever, that's reassuring because I know one of the reasons why it's been a little slower to get the data on the pediatric COVID vaccines is they want to make sure during the robust vaccination program it doesn't interfere with those immune responses and the work that those vaccines are doing because it's a different vaccine. So it's reassuring that the CDC is starting to kind of, you know, reassure parents that these are things that you don't have to have a window or a wait time or a lag time between them.
Correct. And, you know, as parents are gearing up to send their kids back to school, I sent my kids back last week and more kids are going each week. It's important to know that having the COVID-19 vaccine protects the whole family. And, you know, if you have children 12 years and older, they can get vaccinated against COVID-19. And just as with adults, it's free for children and teenagers so they can gain access to the vaccine as well for free.
We all love our kids, but I could just feel the smiles of all of us moms going, huh, they're back at school. So we're cutting up to the break. Tell people again how they could sign up for CHIP and get more information.
So families should go to insurekidsnow.gov. They can also call 877-KIDS-NOW or 877-543-7669.
All right, Dr. McKeever, we really appreciate all you and your team do. Thank you, bless you, and we can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban on Wednesday showed off American-made armored vehicles along with newly seized weapons at victory celebrations in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. Fighters waved white Taliban flags from Humvees and armored SUVs, many of them looking brand new. The Taliban also organized an air display with a recently seized Black Hawk helicopter flying past the militants along the road while also trailing a white Taliban flag. Reuters is reporting a transcript from a phone call by President Biden to Afghan President Ghani. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, quote, whether it's true or not, end quote. The 14-minute phone call was on July 23rd. The European Commission reported on Tuesday that 70% of the European Union's adult population had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. 255 million people have received complete vaccine doses. USA Radio News. The Northern California resort town of South Lake Tahoe remains under threat of the fast-moving Caldor Fire. Thousands of firefighters are working to protect the area. An unidentified resident on CBS News says this is the worst fire he's ever seen.
This one's really scary. I'm afraid it's going to burn down a jewel of California.
More than 53,000 people have been placed under evacuation orders. High winds and dry conditions are not helping firefighters. Tuesday night, the fire was only 18% contained. With the United States Supreme Court not commenting, a new law went into effect in Texas that bans abortion 6 weeks after pregnancy. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and anyone else who helps a woman obtain the abortion after 6 weeks. Planned Parenthood in Houston, Texas, Dr. Kumar, also a family medicine doctor, says the law is creating a lot of uncertainty for patients and providers. But Kumar insists he will comply. Planned Parenthood says they will fight the law. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have been, I think, under this premise that, you know, we shouldn't air our opinions about things. There, a teacher is not expected to complain about their students. When I was a teacher, I didn't want to complain about my students. I loved my students. Doctor's not supposed to complain about patients. You're not supposed to complain as a parent about your kids. You keep things to yourself. And I think it's a little unrealistic in a way, because other people get to vent. They go on social media, they get to vent, they get to, but, you know, when you're a teacher, no way. If you get caught, if you get caught griping about your students, people look at you funny. They look at you as not a good teacher. If you're a doctor and you gripe about patients, again, it starts to question, people question your objectivity. So as a doctor, I learned that I just have to suck it in, bite my tongue. If I'm upset at another doctor, if I'm upset at something a patient did, you keep it to yourself. You definitely don't go public because of privacy issues. And, you know, you just, that's the job. That's the nature of the beast. But with burnout and with all the things that doctors and nurses, especially in healthcare or teachers, you know, or first responders or law enforcement are dealing with, you know, some of them might need a means to vent. So in the last decade or so, there's been social media. And so we're seeing professionals who have never felt like they could vent, vent. The problem is a society might not be ready for it. So what happened in the news recently, I don't know if you heard about this, is there's a neurologist in my neck of the woods named Dr. Azeen Asma. And she had put a post up, I'm not sure when, but the local News 13 kind of reached out to me to comment on it. And I could see, you know, I could see both sides, obviously. I always am able to see both sides of things because you just have to be reasonable. But this post kind of got people a little bit concerned. And I'll read part of it because there's some cuss words, so I can't read the whole thing. But basically it says, "Dear anti-vaxxers, you chose not to get the COVID vaccine because you don't believe in it and in modern medicine, okay." She writes, "So why is that when you have COVID, you rush to the ER? Now all of a sudden you trust us healthcare workers in modern medicine because you feel like blank and are dying. She writes, "Take your selfish stupidity elsewhere. If you refuse the vaccine, then please refuse the medical care too, because you don't deserve it. We are tired of you exposing our hospital staff and innocent patients to your illness." She ends, "Be consistent, refuse the vaccine, and refuse a treatment. Let us care for those who deserve the hospital bed. It ain't you." So this is a symptom of somebody who's, I mean, been working their butts off during the COVID pandemic. And I'm not here to defend her. I see both sides and how this could be pretty concerning. But we have doctors, we have medical professionals that have busted their butts. And I get that, you know, rather than the summer being the lighter time when everybody kind of gets to reset, teachers get to reset supposedly during the summer, doctors and nurses are supposed to have lower caseloads during the summer. It's not our flu season, cough and cold season, maybe less accidents. So it starts to lighten up a little bit. You get that little bit of a breather. And instead, doctors and nurses haven't gotten that breather. It's been a Delta variant ridden summer. And so this is a sign of people venting and of people being exhausted and kind of upset that they're working harder because people are making a decision that, you know, isn't necessarily helping their health. My issue, though, is, and I think a lot of people's issues is they're within this post shows an understanding or a lack of understanding of people who aren't getting vaccinated. I don't like the term anti-vaxxers because most of the people that are vaccine hesitant are not anti-vaxxers. So what concerns me is we don't want patients to think doctors don't have that understanding of what the situation is. You know, when you have people that, you know, are in Alabama and, you know, sadly had relatives that, you know, suffered from the Tuskegee debacle, they don't want to think that doctors are kind of tone deaf from, you know, some of the plights that, you know, people in certain demographics endured. Also, the concept of modern medicine, many people hesitant on the vaccine aren't anti-modern medicine. So I get why, okay, well, if you don't want the vaccine, then why are you coming for modern medicine? And again, this could be a real old post, but I think now most of us, I mean, I've been harping on this for months now, most people in the medical profession understand that vaccine hesitancy isn't an anti-vaxxer, you know, political thing. If they don't, they really need to talk to people who aren't vaccinating and, you know, get their take. The other thing, too, that is hard for, I think, a lot of people to handle is when you go to a doctor and you undress, let's say, all right, or you have, scrotal abscess or something like that, and you're embarrassed as heck, the reason why you're able to go to that doctor is you know that doctor is neutral. You know that doctor is going to have an approach to you where I don't care if you're naked. I don't care if it stinks. I don't care if you pass gas. I don't care if you lose your urine. This is what I'm here for. It's my job. All right? You know, I'll get all embarrassed when I take the car to the mechanic going, oh, my gosh, you know, my car's a mess. But we look at this all the time. It's okay. So people want to know that when they go to the doctor, they're not getting judged. And so one of the reasons why doctors have never been able to vent is because we don't want to molest, we don't want to diminish that faith in our objectivity. Now, mind you, when I was going to school and we had COPDers, people with chronic emphysema coming in and they continued to smoke, I would hear some of the doctors going, man, this is the fifth time he's been here this year. And I get the frustration. And, you know, I get that they're frustrated, but we still took care of them. So somebody who smokes, we might not agree with your decision that you smoke, but as a doctor, we have to take care of you. How many women have had unwanted or unintended pregnancies? Because we've said to use a condom. We've talked about practicing safe sex. Safe sex probably wasn't practiced. People come in with STDs. What do we as doctors do? We take care of you. We're not going to sit there and lecture you going, why didn't you use a condom? I mean, we might say, you know, in the future, use condoms. You know, it helps avoid unintended pregnancy, or it talks to us about birth control. But I can't tell you how many people said, look, I just didn't want to use a condom. So I'm not going to turn you away. I'm not going to refuse care. That's my job. People that overeat, people that drink alcohol, people that eat sugar. You know, when I was in the, you know, doing my trauma ER training, and somebody came in having not worn a seatbelt, horrible car accident. Well, yeah, I could see why some doctors might in their head go, it's stupid to not wear a seatbelt, but you bite your tongue and then you take care of the patient. So I feel that doctors and nurses should have avenues and means to vent because they can only take so much. The COVID pandemic has been exhausting and people are exhausted and people are overworked right now. But on the flip side, we need to be very careful in the medical profession, you know, creating this sort of, you know, idea that we're going to judge you and we're not going to take care of you. We took a Hippocratic oath. To me, that means I don't refuse care to anybody. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got Labor Day weekend coming up, and, you know, some people want to get out of Dodge, and the majority of Americans have had at least one vaccinated shot, right? But there's still about, I believe, 80 million plus Americans that haven't been vaccinated yet, many of them kids. And so the CDC has asked that if you aren't vaccinated, to maybe rethink your travel plans with Labor Day weekend. Now, why is that? Well, John Hopkins University has reported, I believe, 160,000 new cases, I believe, a day of COVID. And because Delta is more transmissible, students are going back to school, they are concerned that we're going to have another wave. And so, and on top of this, CDC CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky said at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing, first and foremost, if you are unvaccinated, we would recommend not traveling. Now, I know some of us who are vaccinated are like, well, you know, so we're completely risk-free. No, we're not risk-free. And in fact, she did include that if you were fully vaccinated, to still use precautions. So unvaccinated individuals, she's not completely wrong. She's not completely wrong. If there's a pandemic and you have your own little bubble and you decide to leave that bubble and go out, you could be exposed. So they're not wrong. If you're unvaccinated, we have a big, you know, Delta wave. We have thousands upon thousands of cases. John Hopkins is saying 160,000 cases a day. In terms of hospitalizations, many hospitals are maxed. Some hospitals have an oxygen shortage. I think the CDC is right to give some sort of warning, but I would say just warn everybody. My issue with some of the verbiage is there's an I in it, so it's not verbiage, it's verbiage, unless the I is silent. I don't know. Did you guys realize I was saying quinoa wrong? I was calling it canoa. I didn't know that was quinoa. I still can't pronounce it, so I definitely have some crow to eat. So back to COVID. My issue with these recommendations is we're all at risk. And so I understand we want the media to have that headline unvaccinated, and we want to still, you know, beckon the unvaccinated to get vaccinated, and we still want to isolate. I don't want to, but I understand how the media wants to isolate and fractionize and put the unvaccinated in a separate group. But my advice, if I was CDC director, is to all y'all, all of you, use caution. Because if you're going to an area where their hospitals are overwhelmed, you could get into a car accident. You could have a lake, a boating accident. And whether you're vaccinated or not, that's going to be a problem because the hospitals might be maxed. If you do come down with COVID, vaccinated or not, and you're in another city, and you can't fly or travel because you're sick with COVID, you could be trapped in that city you traveled to. So I understand why the CDC is saying, look, if you're unvaccinated, consider not traveling because you could get COVID. But if you're vaccinated, you could also get COVID. We've established that. If you're going to an area where hospitals and doctors are overwhelmed, vaccinated or not, you're at risk. So when I hear that, I almost feel like I have to add something to it. And it sounded like the CDC director did say that, but that's not what the media is putting out there. It's only about the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated are warned to not travel this Labor Day weekend. And so my problem, and the reason why I have such a beef with this, and why I'm so kind of frustrated that it's always about the unvaccinated, is because when I take care of patients over the phone through telemedicine, and they sound like they have full-blown COVID, and they're vaccinated, and I tell them, look, you need to get seen. This could be a COVID pneumonia. And they go, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And even though, yes, the majority of the COVID deaths are in unvaccinated individuals, there are vaccinated individuals that need hospitalization. And we keep in the media just talking about the unvaccinated. And the reason why is because nobody wants to say a headline, all of you vaccinated or not, or at risk for hospitalization and death with COVID. Nobody wants that as a headline. They just want, you know, to kind of concentrate on the unvaccinated. And I get that. The unvaccinated individuals are at risk. I get that. But I am constantly arguing with people that despite their vaccination, they could still die at home of COVID. And if you're having trouble breathing, get your butt checked out. Even if it's not COVID, if you're having trouble breathing, you have got to see a medical provider. And you know what? People say, no, I don't want to go because there's COVID. I go, so when are you going to go? I mean, if you're having trouble breathing, you're having trouble breathing. You know, I can't send you oxygen. I can't x-ray your lungs. And so I think the media, you're going to see this all week long. The media is going to say, if you're unvaccinated, don't travel. I think one headline said, delay your travel, your Labor Day weekend travel plans. Why do you delay the Labor Day ends? I mean, what, you can't really do your Labor Day in October. Yes, but so anyway, I'm in the media, so I understand what they're doing, and I appreciate how people are trying to, you know, reach out to those who are vaccine hesitant. I get it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about something that we did really wrong that probably helped promote vaccine hesitancy. But we need to really stop just talking about the unvaccinated. We really need to be honest, because when vaccinated individuals get sick, they get mad, and then they don't trust the government, and then they don't trust the headlines. We all, this Labor Day weekend, are going to be at risk for getting Delta. We're going to be at risk today. I'm going to be running around during National Blood Donation Week, going to drives and, you know, taking pictures and seeing who's donating blood and going, oh, yay, you donated blood. Happy National Blood Donation Week. So I'm going to be all over the place. I could be at risk for getting COVID. We all are at risk for getting COVID, and we need to keep putting that message out there, because one of the reasons why I think we're in this Delta variant mess is not just the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated. The vaccinated people were partying. They're like, I'm good. We can hang out. And nobody told them or reminded them that they could be spreading the virus. We spread the virus, vaccinated individuals. We wear the mask. We wear our masks. And we're like, yay, I'm in a mask. I'm doing it. The study that came out last week saying 90% of our exhaled breath with droplets escaped from these things. We need to be honest. So what the headline should read is, all of us are at risk, unvaccinated especially, this Labor Day weekend, and realize that your mask and your vaccine might not completely protect you. Use caution. We're in a deadly wave of the pandemic. That's what the headline needs to say. Yeah, I'm going to write an article and write my own headline, because that's just what I do. But I, you know, it's very sad. It's very frustrating. I know a lot of you guys are frustrated. It shouldn't be like this. And I wish COVID would go away, even in those of us that were vaccinated. But sadly, it's not. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.